This is a history of the church, and one of the there are several big points on here that are important. This is the Council of Nicaea, and we divide theologians as Nicene and anti-Nicene, so or post-Nicene. So those before Nicaea and after Nicaea, you might have heard that. It was in 325 A.D. This is an important thing. This is Diocletian. And Diocletian had the strongest persecution of the church. This is kind of what started the Roman Catholic Church. These huge persecutions right here that lasted 10 years. And what Diocletian, by the way, he's the only Roman emperor that retired. All the rest of them died, either in battle or of living too high on the hog and drinking out of all those lead vessels and getting venereal diseases. But he was such an amazing man that after he had fixed the whole Roman Empire, he retired to his own little city he built for himself that's down in modern, you know, Tyrrhenian Sea Adriatic area. That's a beautiful place that people go to. But Diocletian did three things before he quit. He destroyed every Bible. There is not one complete copy of the Bible left that predates him. He destroyed every one of them. He is methodical. We have pieces of all of them because the people tore them up and distributed them into, that's why we have 25,000 manuscript portions. But he went through and systematically destroyed. There is not a complete copy of God's word that predates Diocletian. The second thing is he destroyed every known leader. He killed or imprisoned or whatever, every pastor and every place that the church met, he destroyed. That was his 10-year purge. Bibles, pastors, buildings. And he was the most efficient. He almost was able to extinguish Christianity. But what happened was, he killed all the leaders, got rid of the Bibles, and destroyed their buildings, and they multiplied. And they started, like the guys that were preaching I told you about this morning, out of the little cage before they were burned at the stake. The martyrs were sharing the gospel and their hope. And what Diocletian did is he just retired. Because he couldn't stop Christianity. And so following him comes Constantine, right here, who legalized Christianity. And I could tell you lots of other stuff, but we don't have time tonight. So basically, we have within the Word of God, remember the Bible, we have the Roman Catholic Church that has added works, which is very dangerous. We have the Reformation that we have to guard against this drift and also the sloppiness of pulling in some of the Roman Catholic infant baptism and covenantal ideas that they came in. And then we have this whole evangelical church that has a tradition and almost a dangerous view of non-regenerating decisionalism. Kind of like a child has nothing to do with their circumcision, and so you can actually be in the covenant without your own decision, that it just happens by your family, or that you just pray a prayer and God has to save you. It's amazing what comes of this. So there are always dangers in every group. Then there's the excess side of the renewal charismatic group. Even the early church had portions that were unbiblical. That's why Paul wrote all those epistles. The church was practicing stuff. So see, there is some tolerance within the Lord's mercy and grace for us to not be exactly right. By the way, some people, no one asks this, but where's Calvary Bible Church? Are we, you know, here or here or here or here? We are right there. How do you like that? Right inside the Bible, right? Just teasing. Even Calvary Bible Church would be, we would have a portion of what we believe totally biblical, and we have other stuff that we just do it because we want to or we like it or it's a tradition. And it's not really tied directly to the Scriptures. There's nothing wrong with that as long as the part there isn't either presented as biblical, defended as biblical, or it's harmful. And so that's why we have wonderful elders who do examine that. And by the way, the Arminian and the Augustinian Calvinistic part are both presented in the Bible. Arminius did not get his ideas out of the Jehovah's Witness or the Mormons or the Gnostics. every one of his points that were countered, you know, at Dort, the whole conflict between Arminianism and Calvinism, both flow from the Scriptures. Just a different way of looking at the same Scriptures. And I'm not going to get into that. We've gotten into that so many times. So we've already seen this. So real quickly, how did we get where we are? Well, first there was Judaism, then Christ came, and he started what people would call the one Holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Now, those words mean a lot of different stuff nowadays. There are apostolic, you know, charismatic churches, and there are apostolic Abyssinian Orthodox churches. And so what I mean by that is Jesus ordained a group of apostles who started the church that was one church that was built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So Jesus started that. And what Paul calls in Romans 9 through 11, we were grafted into the stump that was Judaism, Israel. They were the olive stump that God temporarily set aside, and we're grafted in. But he says, don't get all proud about that, because God is going to return, Acts 15 says, and rebuild Israel. And so that's coming, but that's prophecy, and I'm not going to talk about that. So here's the church that Jesus started and built on, you know, the Old Testament, people of God, and then the apostolic time and the day of Pentecost. And immediately, early on, the Armenians broke off. That's one of the oldest Christian groups. Armenians. They're the ones in the genocide in Turkey. They moved up to Turkey. These Christians moved to Egypt, the Copts. And then the church chugged along till 1054 A.D. with the Great Schism, and it was over the Filioque, which they added in the church doctrines that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, and the Orthodox didn't like adding that. And so, plus the Orthodox felt the priests could be married, and the Roman Catholic Church didn't want them to be married. They had a celibate priesthood and lots of other things. The Roman Church wanted to have images, and the Orthodox Church wanted to have icons, which are two-dimensional kind of relief drawings or relief, you know, pictures that are raised. That's Orthodox, but full rounded images is Roman Catholic. So they divided on that, and there's the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox and Greek Orthodox are the main evidences of that. The Roman Catholic Church went on and is to this day, you know, over there. The Roman Catholics in 1517, Luther split into Lutheranism, Calvin into the Reformed, Ulrich Zwingli into the Radical Reformers, from which we get the Hutterites, the Mennonites, the Brethren, the Amish are downstream from that. In the Lutherans, you know, the Moravian, if you've heard of them, the Covenant Church, the Free Church, Baptist General Conference is a Reformed, you know, kind of over there, Baptist side. The Quakers, other Baptists, the Congregational Church, the Universalists, the Unitarians, they actually come from Reformation. The Unitarian Church started in Prague from heavy-duty, Reformed, unbiblical, you know, drifting. It actually is downstream. The Unitarian Universalists are downstream from the Reformation, sadly. The Christian Reform all around us, the Presbyterians, started by John Knox. Then the Anglican Church, which is the British form of Catholicism, and the Anglican Church in America is called the Episcopal Church. So Episcopals are British Catholics, and they're having talks all the time to reunite with the Roman Catholic Church, as are the Orthodox and all the others, as are the evangelical pastors of Kalamazoo, sadly, talking about that. The Anglicans broke in through the Wesleys into the Methodist, and from the Methodists come the Assemblies of God, the Holiness Church, and all that, and upstream from that would be the Charismatics up here, which are Arminian and which are from the flavor of the Methodists there. So basically, we have Orthodox, Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Reformed, Lutheran, and all these splinter groups that basically, you know, like the Mennonites and the Amish and the Brethren and the Closed Brethren and all those, that they're the German kind of segment that went with Zwingli. So that's kind of a way of looking at the church like a tree. Another way to look at it is just that the church was basically as Christ started it until the time of Constantine, and then it began to morph by 1054 right here into the Orthodox Church, who lays claim to they're the pure church, and the Roman Catholic Church, which lays claim they're the true church. But the offshoots are Luther right here, and then Zwingli, and the Anabaptists, and the Baptists, and the German Baptists, and the Adventists, and out of the Adventists come the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Primitive Baptists. So those are all downstream from Zwingli, and the Amish and Mennonites, with Menno Simons and the Amish are right there. Then Calvin in 1530 broke off with the Reformed churches, the Dutch Reformed, the Reformed churches of America, and from them the Restoration churches, the Church of Christ, the Disciples of Christ, and the regular Church of Christ. The French Huguenots came off of Calvin too. Then we have John Knox, who took Calvin to Scotland and became the Presbyterians. And the Presbyterians had different iterations. And down here with Cranmer and the Church of England, and they grow into the Pilgrims, like in Thanksgiving, the Quakers. The Church of England, you know, goes on in its form. The Congregationalists, which broke off of the Church of England, became the Unitarians and became all these, you know, Christian Sciences downstream from the Congregationalists and then the Unitarian Universalists, which is all a mess. And then out of the Church of England came the Wesleys. And from the Church of England came the Episcopalians. And the Wesleyans became the Methodists, which became the Salvation Army, the United Methodist Church of today, the Pentecostal movement, and the Azusa Street Revival. All of the charismatics are down here. The AG, Assemblies of God, the Foursquare, Amy Simple McPherson, and then broke off down here in 1908 is the Church of the Nazarene. So basically, you know, here's what Christ started and the apostles that morphed into the Catholic and then split off into the Orthodox, and then the Roman Catholic Church has gone into all these divergent streams.